Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it is now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon. And for this website, I also like to use the pseudonym Noella Noelophile. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular. My guests and I are going to tell you about special places you can go and things you can do during the Christmas season. We'll fill you in on gifted artists who are creating things you might just like to consider putting under your Christmas tree for the important people in your life. And we'll also do one other thing. We're going to be talking with people who are doing what Charles Dickens' Scrooge promised to do, honoring Christmas in their hearts and keeping it all the year. So, let's get started.
In a lot of your museums in Europe, you'll see some of the things from the 9th and 10th century, and this is what it is in their jewelry. I feel like I was meant to do this.
Artist Gail Rugnetta uses her needlework skills to create unique and beautiful wearable art. But she isn't using yarn when she knits. Instead, what she's doing is a manual form of wire weaving that dates back to Viking days. And what Gail is making is Viking hand-knit jewelry. Her metals include sterling silver, copper, and brass, and her work often incorporates either gemstones or Swarovski crystals. Gail sells her Viking hand-knit jewelry through her small business, Angel Art Dreams. Gail, what first inspired you to become an artist?
Oh, it's something I was raised with. My mom enjoyed doing a lot of Scandinavian art, and which was painting Zusammaling, and that beautiful flowers on wood. She also did needlework, which is handarg. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it's like a needlework on material, and then you cut out the threads that you want holes in. So she always did all this beautiful work, and so I would always follow her footsteps and let me learn this and let me learn that. So that's what got me started with my mom.
I've seen the beautiful flowers on wood. Would you say that word again? Because I'm not familiar with it.
The Zusammaling, and I'll look up the spelling while we're talking. It's like rose flowers in Norwegian.
I've seen those and admired them, but never known the word for it.
Yeah, it's very Scandinavian.
And how did you first find out about Viking weaving and Viking knitting?
Well, that's interesting. I'm a knitter, and I love to do a lot of lace knitting. And I had gone to one of my class reunions, and I wore one of my shawls. And I had so many women come up to me and say, oh, I want to learn to knit. So after a month, I put something on Facebook and said, if anybody's interested in the class, let me know. So we started a little knitting group on Mondays. And we did it for about 2 years, and we had a lot of fun. Some people would come, and then some people would go. And it was always somebody different. And we just really had a good time. Well, one of my friends, she's stayed with the group the whole time, and she started telling me about this Viking knit. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And so she says, well, look it up on the internet. So I did, and my first reaction was, you don't use yarn, and I have so much yarn that there's no way I'm getting into something else. And she's like, oh, I'm going to try it. And so I said, well, I'll try it with you. So we went to Joann's and bought a bunch of stuff, and we started doing it, and I just really enjoyed doing it. So we taught each other really through, you know, looking at Google, and a lot of things were, they had classes online. So we would take the free ones and we just taught each other, and people were buying it from me. And I'm like, this is crazy. I have a lot of Scandinavian friends. And so I thought, I could do this as a business. So I told her, let's do this as a business and do shows and stuff and teach people. And she had no interest in that. And so I asked her if she minded if I ran with it. And that's what happened. And then I looked at the history, and being Scandinavian myself, I'm Norwegian on my mom's side and Danish on my dad's side, with a little bit of Swedish on that side too. So I consider myself a little bit of a Viking. So I found that I wasn't only doing something I was really enjoying, but I was doing something other people were enjoying listening to the story. So I would do a lot of research, and there's a lot of controversy to is it Viking knit, or is it a weave, or is it the Vikings that did it? But in a lot of your museums in Europe, you'll see some of the things from the 9th and 10th century that they've dug up, and this is what it is in their jewelry.
This is absolutely gorgeous. I had never heard of Viking knit or Viking weave, depending on which we want to call it. I'm just going to call it Viking knit from here on in, since that's what you call Angel Art Dreams work. And this is, I would describe it, I think, as looking a little bit like the tubes we knitted when we were kids through a spool, but it's wire, and you have all kinds of gemstones, and you do all kinds of creative stuff with it, and rings, necklaces, bracelets. Would that be a fairly accurate description?
Yes, it would be. It would be. I did some of that when I was in school, too, which is funny being that I've been so involved in the Scandinavian community that a lot of people have never heard of it, and it's something that's just getting really popular right now. So I understand us not hearing about it.
Tell me about the first months of your new business, Angel Art Dreams. What were those like for you?
Well, when I first started it, it was a little confusing because I don't have a really big business mind. I like to do these things, but when it comes to the business part of it, I'm not very good. And I connected with Facebook with some of the people around San Pedro that were doing shows. And all of a sudden, this one lady popped up, and her name is Barb Lieberman. And she was saying, you know, you need this certificate and all this, you know, to do shows. And I thought, well, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it right. I want to commit, because if I don't do it right, I'm not going to keep up with it. So she had a group that she was just starting, and it was handmade in South Bay. And unfortunately, I missed the first meeting, but I went to the second. And it was so neat, because there was a lot of women that just wanted to help each other with their own businesses. So I got connected with them, and we met once a month, and we did a few shows and everything, and it was, or it has been, a fabulous, fabulous experience for me. Barb Lieberman has helped me all the way. I really don't think my business would be where it is today after 3 years of doing it if it wasn't for her and the group that she started.
She is an amazing lady, I would have to agree. For anybody listening who's in the same place as you, who really loves making beautiful things, but they're not necessarily, they wouldn't say business was their first expertise, what were some of the things that you learned working with Barb and her group that maybe surprised you?
Well, one was that you need to be organized and you need to keep good paperwork and get the right license that you need to get. And, you know, just try to be as honest and as honest with your clientele. One thing that was really important to me with selling my jewelry is that they knew I stood behind every piece I make. If something breaks, I fix it for free. If the size isn't right after they wear it for a couple of weeks, what I'll do is I will send them a new piece and just chat with an envelope to send me back the other piece. I was raised with customer service being number one, and I think that's one reason why my business is doing so well, is because I feel the client needs to be treated right. So I think that's the most important, where sometimes people don't do that. They're just like, well, I need it that way, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And I learn every day when I have a client that tells me something, and I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that. Let me send you a new piece, you know, because I don't know who I buy from, because I do the knitting on each piece, but I don't make my class. That's another avenue that I don't want to get into right now. So I'm purchasing from somebody else. So I can't guarantee that that's going to be the right class for your wares. So that's what I would tell people. You know, you just got to stand behind your product.
In this day of mass production and everything not made in the USA, that's got to be a great change for anybody that's buying stuff. No wonder, besides the fact that your jewelry is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Things are doing so well. Incidentally, my neighbor loves those earrings I gave her that I bought from you.
Oh, I'm glad.
What our listeners really want to know, though, what I'd like to know, what are you making that's new for Christmas season 2015?
Well, one of the things that I've decided to do is to go back into some of the traditional parts of the jewelry and do some of the dragons and kind of keep it more of the Viking part. not getting rid of the pretty part, which would be the Swarovski crystals and all the fun little things that people like to wear, I am doing necklaces now that you can change the charm so that if you bought the necklace, it looks gorgeous by itself. But you can also put a charm that maybe you want to wear a Thor hammer, or maybe you would like to wear some flowers with different things. You know, so you can go from one extreme to the other, and I'm finding that people really like that.
That sounds really neat. Let's give the link where people can find your work before we go on.
Okay. Well, I am on Facebook at Angel Art Dreams. And, or Viking Knit, you can put Viking Knit and you'll find me in a few places. I have my website, angelartdreams.com, and I try to keep that updated. And then, yeah, I guess that's it.
I love that name, incidentally. How did you come up with Angel Art Dreams for your small business?
Well, 15 years ago, I was making, or maybe it was 20 years ago, cigar box purses. And I've always loved angels. And when I did those, that is when I came up with Angel Art Dreams. And I decided that with this avenue of Viking Knitting, if I wanted to add something else to it, it can't just say Viking Knitting. So I would keep my business name as Angel Art Dreams. And it happened to not be taken, and so I grabbed it.
That is a great one. What's the design process like for you when you're designing something new?
Well, my biggest challenge is getting the chain done. For a bracelet, it takes me approximately 3 hours. And that's just the chain part. The necklace could take up to 12 hours, depending on the length. And once I have those together, then I'll go into my studio and I will start putting things aside for each piece. It just kind of helps my head. And then, you know, looking at the pieces of jewelry that I could add my Viking Knit to, 100% is not just from my own creative mind. It's stuff that I've seen. I wish I could say it was from me. But I enjoy just sitting there and thinking things up. And that takes even more time. So here I spend the time of making the chain and then deciding on what pieces, you know. Hummingbirds are really popular, and I like to do hummingbirds with pretty charms and stuff. I did the Lavender Festival a couple of months ago, and I did a lot of lavender items with flowers, and that was fun. So it just depends. At nighttime, sometimes my mind is going, and I'm just trying to write it down so that I remember the next day. So it's like any artist. Your mind is always thinking about what you can do and how you can improve your art.
What's one of your absolute favorite tips for improving your art?
I think, to be honest with you, no matter what piece I make or how I make it, it's all in my chain. If my chain doesn't look good, the piece isn't good. And my husband happened to say, why don't you just do the chain and have a simple clasp so they can enjoy the art of the chain? So I think that's one thing that I've been trying to do a little bit more of, instead of having them look so pretty with all the other things, when the chain that's really the Viking art part of it, if that makes any sense.
That absolutely does. I'll tell you two things that you made that I absolutely love. There's a chain that I at first thought was copper, but it's got this pink glow. Is that rose gold? That was gorgeous.
Oh, the rose gold.
And then you also had a Christmas bracelet that I can only hope you'll have more of this year that had a little Christmas wreath in the center.
Okay, that sounds good, because I will do that. Yes, I absolutely will. I have them, so I will put them together. Thank you for your information on that.
You're very welcome, which leads me to ask you, you do custom design, but how far in advance do people need to ask you when they hear this? What's a comfortable space for you to take a custom order of any kind?
Well, I do ask for 2 weeks. It depends on, you know, what's happening in life and how close we are to the holidays. I am not doing as many shows this year, since I will be having my fourth grandchild in 2.5 weeks. So I can do more custom pieces.
Congratulations, soon-to-be grandma. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Let's assume that you're having a granddaughter. What will you tell her about being an artist and working in a medium that's not as common as maybe knitting would be? What will you say to her about that?
Well, funny you said that, because I have 3 grandsons, and we are having a princess.
Nice.
So I am looking forward to teaching her a lot of the skills that I have. Both my daughters have the same skills, and they love doing this. I know her name's going to be Gianna, and I'm sure Gianna's going to enjoy doing these things. And I mainly would tell her to make sure that the quality of what she does, it's all in the quality, even with knitting with yarn. Anybody can just take two needles, not anybody, but most people can take two needles and start going. But if you take a little bit more time and concentration and get it the way it's supposed to be, you can make a piece just look like a piece of art you're wearing. And that's, again, how I feel about my Viking knit. I like each piece, and even when I put the findings on each piece, if they were to fall off, I want people to see that I put work into doing that too. Because anything, especially with wire, if you wear it every day, unfortunately, something's going to break because it's wire. It's, you know, they're very fragile pieces. So you need to know that it wasn't just thrown together. Like you could say, why is this great? Well, look at how well she put it together. It must have been the way I was wearing it. So that's what I would tell my granddaughters. So just make sure each piece you put your heart into it.
I have a feeling Gianna is going to be a very good artist as well. You had something on the HMSB website, a blog entry that you wrote, that said something like, I'm afraid of success. When something works for me, I tend to run. It doesn't seem you've done that with Angel Art Dreams. How have you worked through that?
Well, I think this was given to me by more than just my girlfriend. I think this was a path that I needed for myself through my faith and through the history of where my family came from. In business, I've had many, many jobs. And when I've become successful or a manager or higher, I would just get so nervous and stuff, and then I would leave. And the same thing with starting my own businesses. I would always want to do it, and then when I would get good at it, I would, like, freeze. But with this one, I feel like I was meant to do this. It just, I wish it came earlier in life, but it was probably meant to come at this time. I noticed, matter of fact, today I was looking through a few things, and there's a lot of people that do this now, the Scandinavian women. It's really taken off. And I thought, gee, maybe it's taking away from what I'm doing, and maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And here I was just thinking of this today. And then I thought, no, I enjoy doing this. People enjoy seeing it. And I think I've taken it a step further, and I shared it with everybody. And when I have my shows, I demonstrate what I'm doing, and then I will sit down with people and show them how to do it. And they're like, why are you showing me? Aren't you afraid that I'm going to take over your business? And I'm like, go ahead. There's a lot of work to it, and if you think you can, go ahead. I'm doing this because I love doing it. My husband's retired, and we want to travel, and we want to do things. So it's not something I'm doing because I have to have the money. I'm doing it because I want to share it with other people.
You and I have been listening to artist-entrepreneur Gail Rugnetta, proprietor of Angel Art Dreams. You'll find Gail's Viking hand-knit jewelry at angelartdreams.com or on her Facebook page, that's facebook.com/angelartdreams. And if you're in the San Pedro area on Saturday, December 5th, come say hi to Gail and see firsthand what she has at Handmade in South Bay's third annual holiday boutique. That's happening at Crafted at the Port of Los Angeles in San Pedro. And once again, Gail will have all the information on her website, angelartdreams.com. That's angelartdreams.com. And by the way, this interview was pre-recorded. So last but not least, congratulations to Grandma Gail on her new little Viking princess. Gianna Beth made her appearance on October 26th. Welcome to the new little artist-to-be. And that concludes this edition of Noella File. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be high quality, sparkly, and full of special events that give you joy.